Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
British filmmaker Mike Leigh's latest is called Peterloo. It's based on an actual event in 1819, and it marks the third period piece in a row for a filmmaker who's been celebrated for decades for his original stories about everyday people today. Films like Secrets and Lies, Vera Drake, Happy-Go-Lucky. Howie Moshevitz of member station KUNC reports on Leigh's interest in the past and how he brings it into the present.
On August 16, 1819, British cavalry and volunteers attacked a crowd of roughly 60,000 peaceful demonstrators in Manchester, England. An estimated 18 people were killed and more than 500 wounded. The massacre climaxes Mike Leigh's new film.
Gentlemen, forbear! Forbear! The people cannot get away!
The event was dubbed the Peterloo Massacre because it took place on St. Peter's Field, and witnesses considered its brutality a mockery of the famed Battle of Waterloo less than 4 years earlier. Filmmaker Mike Leigh grew up in Manchester.
I grew up very close to where it happened, but the weird thing is, many of us grew up really not knowing about it. But it's a major event in the history of democracy in this country. People at Peterloo were, as much as anything, protesting because only 2% of the population had the vote. So it was a demonstration for the vote, for suffrage.
Leigh's film started a debate in England after it opened there last year about why the story's not taught in schools.
Of course, it doesn't fit into two of the main ways of telling history.
Pamela Hutchinson's a British film critic.
One of which is the idea that there's progress, because the immediate effect of the Peterloo rally was not any kind of progress in the cause of reform. That came later and in different ways. And because, of course, it's not the history of great men, great leaders, it's the history of the working class roots movement.
Dear sisters, welcome to the Manchester Female Reform Society.
They said we've got to pay, but I'm not paying because I haven't got out to give.
There is no money to be given if you do not have it.
To tell that story, Leigh worked on a far larger scale than ever before, with 160 characters. He built his story on painstaking research, and he still used the approach he's taken with other films, such as Life is Sweet and Vera Drake. He and his cast improvised sequences to nail down the final script and bring out the stories of everyday people caught up in an enormous historical event.
Although the scale is different, and obviously the issues are unique to this film, the truth is that you're still looking at a huge number of individuals. I mean, it's one of my films, and what I try and do as best I can is to look at people in detail, in three dimensions. And as soon as you do that, you're looking at people as lived lives.
Many of those people are women, says Pamela Hutchinson.
One of the things I think that's really a strong inclusion in Mike Leigh's film is it shows that there was a great movement of women involved in this demand for political reform, that they were there supporting the cause of suffrage and political reform. And also, you see, I think there are a few voices already calling for the idea of women's suffrage, which didn't happen until after the First World War.
We come together as wives, mothers, daughters and sisters in our social, domestic and moral capacities. May our flag never be unfurled, but in the sacred cause of liberty, peace, and reform. And then, may a female's curse pursue the coward who deserts the standard.
A lot of what you hear in Peterloo is actually direct quotes from what people actually said or wrote.
That focus on people keeps the camera in the midst of the crowd during the massacre.
There are no aerial shots, there are no helicopter shots, no drone shots. You know, you're down there in and amongst it with the people. You know, it's very important for it to be alive in that sense, for us not to detach ourselves from it. The job was to make it real, make it as real as possible. And that's why we deliberately shot it in that way, so that, you know, you really did feel the claustrophobia of the thing, the oppressiveness of it. Otherwise, it's, you know, you're kind of letting the audience off the hook.
Mike Leigh wants his audience engaged and uncomfortable. He also wants them to realize the importance of the struggle those 60,000 people were waging when they were attacked, and that Peterloo is not simply a movie about something that happened nearly 200 years ago.
It's about people's voice, people having the vote. They didn't. 2% of the population in this country had the vote 200 years ago. We're dealing with important matters of people's lives and how they live their lives and people's needs and aspirations and hopes. And I mean, the people who were at Peterloo would be appalled to discover, if they were to jump in a time machine and leap down to now, that in this country, everybody has the vote, but many people are cynical about it and don't use it. They would be shocked and horrified and, I think, profoundly disgusted by that.
So Peterloo is not just about Britain. For NPR News, I'm Howie Moshkowitz.